Thank you for holding. Is this Marcus?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Marcus. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
All right. I'm definitely surprised to get this call.
They always are, because we don't ever know when the spots are going to become available. So we're
well, that, and also, that and also, I'm, we're such a tiny business. Mm-hmm. We don't even have a website.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, Google really doesn't miss anything, you know, as far as businesses, pretty much any business is going to develop a Google listing or a Google presence, and then they'll evaluate you and decide if you qualify based on the reviews that they can find and things like that, any background screenings that you've gone through. So just because you're a small company without a website doesn't mean that you're not eligible for the placement. We don't really anticipate in you becoming a big company with a website until you sign up with us. So
yeah.
That's the whole point of it.
We kind of figured it was going to be a little bit before Google started talking to us.
Yeah, it just really comes down to the listing becoming available. I mean, I'm not going to say you were the first guy on our list. we've gone through a couple of them this morning, but if they don't answer, or, you know, some guys are like, oh, I got to talk to my wife, and we just keep going, you know, until the spot fills, and then once it fills, we close it out, so.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I understand that you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of going over everything?
I think so.
Okay. Did you have any specific questions for me?
Not really. I can't think of any at the moment. I'm just kind of curious.
Well, if they pop up, I mean, obviously, just feel free to fire them at me. But you were curious about what? I'm sorry?
I was going to say, I was just kind of curious about... Because I was kind of curious about the pricing was my thing, because that's the thing. Because we are, like I said, we're not a big company. We don't have a lot of money.
I gotcha. Well, yeah, I mean, it's one of those catch-22 things, you know? You really got to have money to make money. We don't anticipate you, you know, be... rolling in it if your next door neighbors can't even find you right now, but that's the whole point of this conversation, is to solve those problems, right, and get the website up and running for you guys, get to that consistent flow of customers, so that way you do have the money to afford it each month. It's a month-to-month service, so, you know, we got to get in there and make sure that you're getting customers and that it's working for you in order for it to work for us. If you're not getting paid, we're not going to get paid, right? Yeah, broke company's not going to be able to put themselves on Google every month. So it's definitely a team effort. I believe Tara sent you a text message with a link to the pricing page there.
Okay, let me check. There we go. Come on, phone, load.
Okay, Tara tells me that you're doing this Home Advisor program by Angie's. How's that going?
We just got into the program but a few weeks ago, and so far, you know, we're trying to get customers, but, you know, we're waiting to hear back from a couple of them, but
just from my experience. Okay, I've been doing this No problem. I've been doing this a long time, and you know, starting out with a pay per lead system like that is really, it could be dangerous. Dangerous game to play in the beginning of starting a company, because they charge you for every lead, whether you get the job or not. It's pay per lead, not pay per job, right? So,
yeah.
But what they don't tell you is that they sell those leads to like three or four other guys in the area that do what you do. So it's not exclusive either. It's not just going to you.
Well, yeah, they made it kind of clear that we're not the only ones getting this information. They're sending it to multiple people. We're competing. But,
I don't like that, though. I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, but just from my experience, I've dealt with a lot of guys where they're new, and then, you know, now you're paying a $30, $40, $50 lead fee, and then you got to go drop your price to compete with the other guys. If you don't get it, you just get a lead fee. If you do get it, you know, they're eating up your profit, because you had to drop your price, you had to pay a lead fee, then you got to drive out there, use all the equipment. You know, it just starts to eat up a lot of the profit.
Yeah, well, most of the people that we've, most of the customers that we've talked to so far,
mm-hmm.
you know, again, we've only been able to get hold of a handful of them, because usually whenever they send us a lead, it's when I'm at work, because obviously, you know, this being a small company,
mm-hmm.
I have to have a secondary source of income to keep us afloat.
Right.
So I'll be at my other job, and they'll send me a lead, and by the time I get to it, it's already taken, or we get some individual, like a gentleman we had yesterday, who he was inquiring about a driveway wash,
uh-huh.
and we told him that we could definitely do it, and that we'd only do, like, because it's a standard two-car garage or two-car driveway,
uh-huh.
we'd only charge him $200 for it, and he, first off, apparently $200 was too rich for his blood, and which is understandable, because, you know, economy's not great right now. But at the same time, he also wanted us, his request as to how it be cleaned made us very uncomfortable, because he was making some implications that he wanted certain chemicals to be used that we are not comfortable using, because they will, if you mess up the like the rate of chemical to water by even a small amount, you'll result in damage to the concrete and basically anything else that water touches. Because he was basically wanting us to use an acid to treat it, and we are not comfortable doing that, because, you know, we jack up his concrete, he's not going to be happy, and his neighbors aren't going to be happy when the city when Oklahoma City has to come out and replace the entirety of the curb, because he decided he wanted us using acid, and it jacked up every bit of concrete that water rolled down.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, so. I mean, I can understand, you know, but the problem is that you shouldn't be paying for that leak.
Yeah, you know, yeah, exactly.
In the grand scheme of things, you know, I can understand where, you know, it might not be Home Advisor's fault that guy's a weirdo.
I'm not holding against Home Advisor. I'm just saying it, you know.
But you shouldn't be getting charged for those leaks. You know, the reality of it is that, you know, they're charging you for those things.
And oh, I know. They're charging for these.
Right. Yeah, you're not making any money off of that. So that's not good for business. That's got you going, your business technically costing you money rather than making you money. And you're already working another job in order to make that money, you know. So it's not something that you want to keep going down that train. I mean, obviously, starting a business is a good thing, especially, you know, as a side business. I have two of them outside of this. One's maintained by my father, and another one's maintained by my father-in-law. So it's a good thing, but it's got to be done the right way, you know. I don't know if you have kids. I have kids, too, you know. Every penny is precious. So you want to spend wisely.
I technically don't have children. I have, the closest thing I have to a child is a little girl that, whose mama I was dating for 6 years, and she calls me dad.
Yeah.
But her mama had a mental break, last year around September, and, ran off to New York City with a stranger, and left her with my ex's grandparents, and ain't nobody seen hide or hair of her since then.
Wow, class act. But that's horrible. I'm sorry.
I agree. It's horrible, but But yeah, so I kind of understand, you know.
Extra money to provide, to provide for her would definitely go a long way, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what I've been wanting to do. Is I've been wanting to,
she needs,
because
help.
I was taking care of her for the longest time, and you know, she's living with her grandma now, but you know, I'd still like to be able to send the money to, you know,
help support that situation.
To
help
take care of it.
You're a good person. I don't know if I'd do the same.
she's eight, and
she's a baby. She's still a baby.
Yeah, she's eight, and she's known me as dad since
two, pretty much. Yeah,
since 2 years old. So you know.
Yeah, no, you're definitely the male figure in her life, and definitely don't want to, or you want to make sure that she has a positive outlook on that, or the back half of her life would be as tumultuous as the first half.
I mean, you know.
I hear you. I can't, if I could help in that situation, you know, I would. But what
I
was getting at.
Some prop story, though.
No, I hear you. It's making me feel some type of way, as anybody with a heart, you know. And it's tugging on my heartstrings. I hope that's okay. But basically, what I'm getting at here is just, we have this listing available. The last time we had a listing available in your industry and in this area was about 10 months ago. So this isn't the kind of opportunity that you can just go get any day. Or sign up for. This is actually the first time you guys have had a crack at it since your business has been open. And, you know, I don't know when the next one will come around. I know Home Advisor, you can sign up for that whenever if you want to go back to paying per lead. But what I'm banking on is that if you tried this out, even if it's just for 30 days, and you compare it to Home Advisor, I don't think you ever want to go back to paying per lead, because this is a flat monthly rate. And you're not limited on the amount of leads that you get. The leads aren't being sold to three or four other guys. You're not getting charged per lead right? It's just one flat monthly rate. So if you get 100 calls, 200 calls, your bill's the same. So that guy that was asking you for an acid wash, if you came across one of those guys again, you can say no, and you're not losing any money or any sleep over it. You know what I mean? It's just on to the next one that calls. And this is what most people use. Most people are using Google in order to find your services, right? And they're always picking a top recommended guy. I think you would agree with that. So we'll build your website for you. You know, we list you on the first page, provide you with a tracking system so you can see what we're doing. And it's month to month. You don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract. Now, if you see that pricing page that Tara sent over, you know, the prices are up there. They're up there. That's why I wanted you to see it. You know, some of these guys that are in your area are paying $4.99 a month. And I don't think that's practical for you if this is a small business and you're working full-time. So what I was thinking, if you're willing to come on board with us and give us a shot today, I'll build the site. I'll get you all the bells and whistles in the package, but I'll drop the pricing down to $199 just to get your foot in the door and show you what, you know, what this will do for your company. And then if you want to continue to use it moving forward each month, you'll keep that discounted pricing structure. You don't have to worry about it going up or changing. But at least that way, you know every day if somebody's in your area or within a 50-mile radius of you and they look up something that you offer, your name's in that conversation for opportunity without you having to get nickeled and dimed for that kind of exposure or every opportunity. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I know it sounds like a lot initially, you know, $199, but you know, it's less than $5 a day on a month-to-month basis. I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way, we could show you how well it works, right?
Yeah, I definitely see a value in it. I'm sorry. I might sound a little spaced out right now. I'm doing math in my head.
It's okay.
No,
if it doesn't make dollars or it doesn't make sense, it's not going to make dollars, is what I tell people all the time. So it's got to make sense to you.
I'm trying to figure out based on how much I'm spending on HomeAdvisor.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, okay, so let's just do this kind of math. So what are they charging you per lead right now?
I actually don't know how much they're charging me per lead. I know that there's a $500 limit on my leads.
Wow. Yeah, and they're going to do everything they can to get you that many leads to get to that $500 budget maximum, right? Because that's how they get paid. So they're going to do everything they can to try to make sure that you spend that $500. But let's say you're getting charged $30 or $25 a lead, right? Four leads is $100. $500, you get 20 leads, okay? For $199, which is like $200, you're not limited on your opportunity. So you could actually end up getting more leads than that. You got to remember, HomeAdvisor's leads, a majority of them, come from their Google placement that they have. So they're just reselling them to you, marketing yourself independently to your local area. You know, the customers call you directly. You don't have to deal with the middleman there charging you per lead or intercepting those phone calls. So I think that $300 extra of overhead is just strictly lead fees that you wouldn't have to pay if we marketed you independently and let people call you directly. That's why I'm saying I'm trying to get your foot in the door, because
I was trying to think, because I don't know if they're going to charge me if I stop using them. I don't even know if it's a good idea to stop using them.
Mm.
But so I'm trying to figure out if I can swing.
Yeah. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. All I want to do is prove it to you. That's where I'm at. 30 days from now, it could be a totally different conversation. But I want you to compare them side by side. Mm. I'm confident that what you'd see is the Google listing is going to be better for you, not just short term, but long term, more cost efficient, better type of reviews. More people are looking at Google stuff than they are looking at your HomeAdvisor stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm leaning towards this. But again, I was trying to make sure I can actually afford this before I say,
yeah. It's gonna be awkward. I set up the account and your card declines.
On a good week, I might make anywhere between $500 to $600 in 2 weeks at my job. So I don't want to be. I want to make sure that before I
make it,
I say yes. I was trying to do the math in my head so I can make sure that I'm not just gonna and then the month rolls around.
You got to think, now that you're up there, I mean, how many clients are we going to have to bring you in order for you to offset $199?
I'm less concerned about being able to afford the $199. Mm-hmm. It's more the still being able to afford HomeAdvisor that I'm more concerned about, because they, $500 a month, in leads.
Yeah. Well, the point is that it should be paying for itself. So you shouldn't be thinking, oh, what am I spending $500? You know, if you're spending $500, you should be making $5,000. Realistically.
Yeah. I'm thinking because we're so small. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people tend to go with the more larger and more established businesses. Like, I might be an oddball here, but I'm guilty of, before I started my own business, I might Google something I'd fall into that trap of going with the bigger named
guys with all the reviews. Yeah, but you got to remember, that guy, in order to get your call, he had to start somewhere where we are right now. You get what I'm saying? He had to have this conversation that you're having right now a long time ago and build those reviews up, just to get to that point. So we'll build your reviews, through our app, you can request reviews from the new clients that you get. Initially they probably will go with a bigger company, but there's still going to be more guys calling you because they're actually seeing you as an option, a top recommended option. And you're going from last month, none of them are seeing you. You could Google power washing in your own home and you're going to get recommended to one of these other guys rather than yourself. You know what I mean? You could have ideal clients right down the street from you that are missing you. But now, with that being resolved, you'll start developing reviews, and obviously you'll grow and become more appealing the more reviews you get. We dispute any bad reviews, so we have reputation management in place for you. And the plan is to grow your company, I don't plan on us getting rich at $199 month to month. So this is going to have to be something that's reoccurring every month for a while in order for it to make sense for us, actually. If you tried it out for a month and we built your website and everything at $199 and then you canceled it, we would lose money on that deal. But what we're banking on is that you do well with it, you prefer it over what you're using now, you look at it as a long-term solution, and as we grow your company, maybe you hire some guys, we could talk about a bigger package down the line, and we already have a pre-existing business relationship where, we can expand on it. Maybe we do an ad that covers, a larger area, 200 or 150 miles if you get a truck and some guys, So those are all conversations that we can have down the line. Obviously, there's going to be a ton of opportunity to grow, not just for this campaign, but for you as an individual and for your business. But that has to start somewhere. So this is just the foundation of it, is what I'm saying, is we could put it on a month-to-month so you don't have to feel like, you're committing to a year before you know exactly what you're getting, and then we'll provide you with tracking. We'll build your website for you so that even if you don't like it, it's still a win for you. You know, you still have your Google listing, but I don't think you're going to not like it, right? I'm just thinking always worst case scenario, I don't ever want to hurt a company either, right? You know, I understand the entrepreneurs are the backbone of this company, our country, and obviously if you're already doing Home Advisor, you're probably already bleeding a little bit with those lead fees. So, I mean...
Oh, yeah. While we're talking, I'm just kind of texting my dad. He basically serves as my foreman and my one of my advisors. So I'm letting him know, keeping him apprised of this information so that we can
And what you said that I just looked and I realized we could list you for welding and a few other services as well. We could also list you commercially. We give you about 15 different keyword terms or services that we could list you for at a time.
You could list us for what?
15 different keyword terms or services at a time. So the keywords are the phrases that the customers type in order to find you, right? So mm-hmm. Power washing, pressure washing, residential power washing. I don't know if you do window washing or roof cleaning, deck cleaning. And then obviously the commercial keywords too. So we have various different services that we'll be able to list you for. I know you said he's a foreman. So if you have some other services though that he usually oversees, what does he usually supervise?
Pretty much he, the best way to describe what he does is he helps me run this dang company. With Home Advisor, if I'm, cause I've gotten him logged into my Angie Leads account, mm-hmm. so that, That way, if I'm at
not
work
there.
and he's off, someone's still able to reach out to the customers quickly to try and set up a job. He also helps me maintain equipment and just basically run the entire show.
Right. I understand that. He'd be a good person to talk to. I mean, I'm sure he would find this kind of a no-brainer. I mean, it's almost 2023. You guys don't have a website, and your next-door neighbor can't even find you, so it's probably something he would want to resolve, and obviously that would result in him getting, more phone calls and traffic.
As you say that, he texts me back, asking me if I can afford it, because right now he sees zero income and colder temps on the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to point out to him that if we're on the front page of Google, we're immediately getting
significant exposure,
much more traffic.
Yeah, I understand the colder temperature, what he's saying, but you guys are going from people not seeing you to people seeing you. So regardless of what's going on outside, it's what's happening inside. And, if these people, obviously with the colder temperature, they're not going to be going down the street and looking through the phone book for somebody. They're just going to go on Google. It doesn't mean that they don't need this stuff done or need your services. It's just going to limit them on the way that they're going to be able to find you. And it's kind of funneling them right to this Google listing. So It's just keeping you guys in position to succeed.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you said it was that it's $19.99 a month.
No, Marcus.
$199 a month.
Yeah, $199.
That's what I meant to say. I don't know why I said $19.99.
Yeah, I was like, well, I can't do it for that cheap.
I'm moving the decimal point on accident.
Yeah. No, it's
but,
okay.
It's $199 a month, but
right.
You also said it's not going to go up.
Exactly. And there's no additional charges. So you won't have any other, like, lead fees, click fees, or call fees popping up on you.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I'm responding back to him real quick.
No worries. Take your time. I said, as long as I'm on the phone with you, they can't send me another one, so I'm not in any kind of rush.
I'm letting him know that basically, like I said, that if we did this, then it would be more exposure and traffic. And I was also telling him that you guys said you would set up a website for us.
Correct. Yeah. One of the huge benefits to us being a Google partner is that we're able to purchase a domain for you at a very minimal cost. So we'll get the business website domain, we'll develop all the content for you, we have graphic designers in-house, and we would provide the hosting moving forward. So if you want to make any kind of changes to the site or updates while you're using the service, it's all included in the package at no extra charge. know, that's a huge benefit too, because a website alone usually is going to run you more than $200 just to do all of that.
Yeah.
So we're really investing in you liking this and using it as a long-term, you know, the real benefit in this conversation isn't the website. It, you know, that's just an added tool that, you know, we would like to throw in to help you be successful with the placement. But the placement's really the money maker. There's guys on the first page of Google without a website at all. They actually just didn't want one, you know, and they do well. They still get calls every day. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the reason I threw in the part about the website to him is because we literally yesterday, after we got off the phone with the gentleman that's managing us for the first month on HomeAdvisor.
Mm-hmm.
After we got off the phone with him, I literally looked at him and told him, now we need to start looking at getting a website, and so, you know,
killing two birds with one stone there.
Yeah, I mentioned the website, you know, because he was agreeing that we need a website, so that would...
It would definitely be a benefit if you guys were already looking into it, because websites can be pretty costly, especially if they're charging you hourly to develop the content. So
he's he just responded back that was great, but that he doesn't have any money, so I would have to be paying for it as if everything so far to do with running the business isn't coming out of my pocket already.
Right. Yeah. You're just trying to get his advice on it, but he's just going, I'm not paying for it.
I don't blame him. But at the same time, you know, for the man that's helping me operate this, he's not seeing the big picture. Plus,
yeah.
I mean,
you know, he was 2022, almost 2023. I mean, you got to get on the internet. I mean, there's really nowhere better to invest your marketing dollar than to put it on Google. That's just what everyone uses. He's probably used Google 3 times today.
What's funny though is I just now went to check something because I was like, okay, well, do I have enough in my account? If we say yes, do I have enough in my account for this? And I mean, I do have enough to afford $199. At least for the first month, and hopefully since I got paid for my last paycheck was on the 7th, hopefully I would have another paycheck before y'all came for the next month.
Oh, absolutely. You have to remember, this is going to bring jobs for you. You're just thinking about your day job. Anything that's requiring you to even touch that isn't worthwhile. You know? Thing I want you to do is to be working all month on another job and then taking away from that check to cover the Google listing. The whole point of the Google listing is to bring in customers for you and pay for itself. You know? And we know we're not going to get paid unless you're making money off of it. So we're in there working, you know, making sure that you're getting traffic and exposure.
Yeah. The only reason I was checking to make sure is because, like, you know, I'm sure that we're, you know, I have full confidence that this is gonna work out, but I want to just make sure that in case we get a bit of a rough start, you know, not you know, if we get a slow start on this, it's not, or I have the money to cover, to afford you guys so that I can make sure that we can make this where all I have to do is go to the pressure washing jobs and not have to do that second job.
Right. Oh, I got you.
Second job.
I understand that as well. What happened with me is I have two other companies outside of this, and when I started both of them, I go, okay, I'm gonna leave those. And one of them is my father, and the other one's my father-in-law. And what I realized is that a lot of that money actually I allowed to go towards them both taking care of them. And then, so creating them was just a means of kind of making sure my lady's family's good and then my dad's good. And, you know, ultimately I'm not gonna lie, they do a good job of looking out for my boys. So I don't have a problem with it. But I still, you know, work here. I enjoy working here. I've been here for 10 years already, and I just like growing companies, and I learn a lot of things that help me be successful with the other companies, you know what I mean, and be cost efficient with those businesses, and you know,
yeah,
it's nice to put my dad in a position where he doesn't gotta break his back, and he's almost 60 years old, you know.
Yeah, but like I was saying, it's just funny to me that, you know, he's like,
I say he's probably old. Let's just be realistic here, you know. It's a different generation. It's a different generation, though.
I understand, but what's hilarious to me is I was looking to see when I got paid last, so that I could do the calculations in my head. And
well, if you get paid biweekly, you get a check this Friday if you got paid on the 7th.
What I was saying is I looked down at the statement on my phone, and I saw the something that caught my eye, because I completely forgot that we used my money, or I didn't forget, but you know, it was in the back of my head that you know, I paid for the Angie's Lead listing, so, or to buy into the program, and so, you know, he's complaining about $199 a month.
When
we literally just spent
paying $500, yeah.
We literally just spent $287.99 to buy into the Angie's Lee's program.
Wow.
You know, I'm not a mathematician, but $199 is cheaper than $287.99.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then moving forward each month, you'd be paying $500, and this would be $199, or at least up to $500, they're saying. And with that $500, you're limited, because the leads are $20, $30 a pop. So, you know, you're going to be limited to a $500 budget, which means you're going to be limited on the amount of calls and leads that you guys are going to be able to receive. Whereas on Google, if they look up your services, you're there, your phone number's there, they call you directly, there's no limitation on that. It's a live call to you. It's not something we're intercepting and then dispatching to you. So it's a different conversation when somebody calls you for your services. I think that's something that you guys haven't experienced, he probably hasn't experienced yet, where he's sitting there and he's reaching out to people trying to land jobs instead of people calling you guys to do the jobs as it should be.
Yeah.
Sure, the first time that happens, he'll be pretty happy that you made the switch.
I think the only reason he put us on Home Advisor was because, you know, he's been watching some videos about.
No, it's not a bad idea, Marcus. He's actually smart for doing that. We used it until we figured out, you know, what was going on, and we had a listing that became available. I did that with both of our companies, but this was a long time ago. Home Advisor used to be called Service Magic way back in the day. And they got shut down by the Federal Trade Commission, and then they rebranded as Home Advisor, and then 2016 they bought Angie's List and turned it into Angie's Leads.
I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just saying he had to watch some videos from successful power washing YouTubers before he could before he thought about it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Marketing is essential for just about any business. You know, whether it be on Home Advisor or a Google ad, you know, you got to put your name out there. You know, society.
Before he put us on YouTube or on Home Advisor, he was trying to go around passing out flyers, and he got told by, you know, the city that he had to have a permit to do that, and so I think that's about why he put us on Home Advisor in the first place, was because, you know, he was getting told by the cops, you can't be passing out flyers. He was talking some nonsense a few weeks before putting us on Angie's List about driving all the way down to Lake Thunderbird to put up flyers in a grocery store. And I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, it's just a real, real old school way of doing things. You know, it's could be a lot easier for him if he, you know, yeah. Technology is the whole purpose of technology. Really, was to make our lives easier. that's the initial thought process around it. How can we simplify things and make people communicate at light speed? So that's kind of interesting. Yeah, it's my dad was like that. You know, he was very. He just had a different way of doing things. Like, the times really did a number on him. This guy, you know, he was born in 63. So he's about to be 60 years old. And that's just, it's a different generation. You know, when he was a kid, they didn't even have phones and stuff. Like, they didn't have, I think, like, he had a pager when I was a baby. You know, I'm 30. So I think for them it's a lot harder to get their head around how convenient it is. And yeah, it costs money. You know, in the old school it's like, you know, you don't spend your money, you save your money. But nowadays, if you don't invest your money, it's not doing you any good. Saving it will actually, with the way the economy's heading, is a bad thing. you want to have as many opportunities to make as much of it as possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, just run it by me again. I know, obviously, we'd be getting the listing online, on the front, on the first page of Google.
Right.
What else is offered?
Yeah, so it's a package. We're going to develop the .com website for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. With the first page placement on Google, you also end up on the first page of Bing. Bing uses the top guys on Google to recommend their top five. And then we also do a popular directory submission. So you'll get a Yelp, a Yellow Pages, a Thumbtack, Merchant Circle. There's about 60 other online directories that we submit you to and host for you that you could generate calls from and clients from as well. So not all your eggs are in that one Google basket. You're going to have different things that we're doing for you online to help bring as many leads as possible to the table for your company. And that way you can afford to use our services each month. So, you know, we'll do the directory submission. 90% of your calls are going to come from that Google listing, though. That's just what everybody uses. We'll build your site, and you have a tracking system. The tracking system's a great tool because you'll be able to see every client, call, click, lead that we're bringing to the table for you. And if you miss calls, you can actually go into that pipeline, still dig their number up, call them back, so that way you're not missing any of your lead opportunities if you or he misses calls. You can also request Google reviews through that tracking system and app, which is very useful. And then we provide review monitoring services for you to go along with the hosting of your site. So if you generate bad reviews or anything like that, we actually give you an opportunity to dispute them. Whereas if you were trying to host an online listing on your own and bad reviews came through, they just get posted, right? We want those to look as close to a 5-star as possible. It's actually in our best interest. You know, like you said earlier, you used to go for the guys with the 5-star rating. Well, we know that. That's a thing that everybody does, right? So we get in there and we try to make sure that your reviews are looking as pristine as possible. That's going to help us help you at the end of the day. So that's included in the package as well as review monitoring. So review monitoring, tracking system, website, directory submissions, and, of course, the first page placement, which is the moneymaker.
Yeah. That actually all sounds really good. I'm actually really interested in this.
Yeah, it's usually a lot more expensive. You know, there's a company, Top Notch Power Washing and Stripping. I don't know if you've heard of those guys.
Vaguely.
Yeah. Well, they're paying double for the same thing. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure if they could do well with it and afford to use it each month at that rate, then you should have no problem coming back and using it long term at half the cost.
Yeah.
You don't got to take my word for it either. It's month to month. We'll prove it to you.
Well, like I said, I'm definitely interested.
Okay. So, are you saying you want to give it a shot?
I do want to give it a shot.
All right. So, I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact. Did you want to use the phone number that we're on?
Yes, because we currently don't have an actual business number.
Okay. No worries. I mean, we could always offer a Google Voice number, which is just like a local number that appears, but it just automatically forwards to your line if you wanted a way to kind of differentiate them. But that's up to you. I wouldn't charge you anything extra for it. That's what your concern is. But I could also just leave it how it is and see how it goes, and if you feel like maybe the customers think it's not a local enough number or something like that, we could always work that out for you. And then
sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, it'll always be available to you. There's going to be a client interview, so once I create this profile, we'll secure the first month's payment. I'll set your client interview for either later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule looks like. And they'll interview you, so they'll go over like all the services that you offer, the service area that you cover. That way we can customize your campaign and the calls you're receiving. And then they'll go over, they'll ask you some questions about the website. So it's usually about a 30 to 45 minute conversation, but we ask for an hour window to knock that out, and they'll walk you through it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, because you just said the interview would have to be today or tomorrow.
Yeah, I want to get it done as soon as possible.
I understand. I'm just trying to think, okay, what time would work, because I'm this evening I'll be at work, and tomorrow.
Well, I mean, I can get it going like pretty quickly here. I mean, I just got to give them time to pull the data for your area. So let me see when the next available one is. I might be able to have them circle back with you here in like an hour. Okay. Yeah, I have a 1 to 2 available. Or I can schedule it between 12 and 1 and have them call you closer to like 12:30. It's 11:30 now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think because
but if you want, I could also move it to tomorrow, and then we also have times like 4 and 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to think this out because I will probably be you said it's 11:30 now?
Yeah, you're CT.
I'll be probably I'll have to start getting ready for work soon and so that I can head out and then
It's mostly general knowledge information, too. I don't want to overwhelm you with it. They're not going to ask you anything about the company that you don't already know. It's like a set questionnaire, so it's not like we need you to sit down in front of a computer and go over anything in-depth. You know, they're just, we want to pick your brain, make sure we're representing you properly.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I thought this was going to be like some sort of in-depth thing, and I was like,
Yeah, it's a set questionnaire. So it's one of our client interview technicians. You know, they'll have keyword recommendations, but you already know what services you can and can't provide. You know, so they'll ask you what services you want to be listed for. You know, your 15 keywords, and then they'll go over the service area. You already know where you want to travel to, and then for the website, they'll ask you like a company slogan, what's your favorite color, things like that, and get started on the site. And then, you know, we'll have you send in any photos or company logo. But the websites are ever changing, ever evolving. That's why we have the hosting included. You know, anytime you want to make changes or update that, we'll continue to do that for as long as you use our services. We'll always be updating the site. Websites are never actually finished.
Yeah, I'd have to have my dad send me on the whole logo thing. I'd have to.
Yeah, but this is all stuff you can do in the evening. You know what I mean? It's not something you got to do while you're working. If you email it to us tonight, tomorrow.
I had to send that stuff to you today, and I was like, oh.
No. I just want to do the client interview today because that helps us set up your campaign, or today or tomorrow. But once we've done the client interview, I mean, you guys can send in photos at any time, or make changes to the site at any time. I have people I've been with 10 years that send me new photos last week, you know, for their website, and we updated. Yeah. Almost 10 years. Coming up on my 10-year anniversary, actually.
Nice.
3 more days. Yeah. Okay, but what's your schedule look like? What do you think would be a good time to knock out that client interview? I'll schedule it now.
I could probably
we can shoot for tomorrow too. I mean, we do have morning spots available tomorrow, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12.
I mean, if it's just answering some questions, I could probably do the
1 to 2.
I could probably do the 1 to 2.
Or the 12 to 1.
Or the 12. You know what? 12 to 1 would probably be
better.
Yeah, probably better.
Okay. Well, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to set it tentatively, okay? So I'm going to send you...